do your meditation as a priority number one, not number two. Put it ahead of others. People say we don't have time. We are so busy. Housewives say we are busy taking care of children, kitchen. See, day and night we are working hard. Then we have to go to work outside. Where is the time for meditation? Men say we are so tired after work and we are getting early morning to catch the bus or the train or the bus or drive in our car to our job. Where is the time? And I tell them, do you have 5 minutes? Can you find 5 minutes? Of course, 5 minutes is okay, not 2.5 hours. Okay, do 5 minutes. If you do 5 minutes first thing in the morning, those 5 minutes will last you more than 2.5 hours. Try it out. If you do 5 minutes in the morning when you rise, and 5 minutes before going to sleep at night, I tell you, those will last you for 24 hours. But it should be intensive. Intensive 5 minutes. Not thinking of what you're going to do next and say, I'm meditating. That's not meditation. Intensive meditation means concentrate your attention within yourself. Say, who am I? Where's my master? Supposing you are initiated by your master, talk to master. Have a 5 minute conversation. Do an intensive meditation that at that time you're thinking of nothing else. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night before going to sleep. Very good. Supposing you have more time, I'm not saying only do 5 minutes. If you have more time, do 10, 20, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 5 hour, 8 hour. Depending on the time. Oh, I'm not restricting you to any time. I am only saying five minutes. Nobody has said to me, I can't even find 5 minutes. So that's why I've chosen a very small number, 5 minutes. Nobody has said we can't even find 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. But the main thing is to make it priority number one. See the importance of it. Things we are doing here are not going to go with us when the body is left. They're all connected with the body. And every one of us has to leave the body. Everyone without exception. Masters included. Most healthy athletes included. Everybody included. Nobody lived more than 130 years even. This is a very temporary vehicle that we are wearing. Inner vehicles are much longer lasting. They will last longer. What we are doing here, these clothes won't fit us there. Nor will the jewelry be of any use there. Nor will any of the things that we try to acquire. Imagine how much we try to acquire and say, this is mine. Do you know how dangerous that saying is? This is mine. I own it. If you own it and you lose it, it's a big loss. Everything you own will one day be lost. Everything. Nothing will go with you. The more you are saying, I own this, the more disappointed you will be. Bigger loss. Why not cut down the loss and say, nothing is mine. I have just come here to use it. It's been given to me just while my body is here. I am using it. I use it very carefully. Well, then who owns it if you don't own it? And if you find out any name, why not say Master owns it, God owns it, Lord owns it? It's just a matter of convincing your mind nothing you own personally in this body. That is why when we don't try to possess things, make them our own, problems come. Supposing you say, these are not mine, but I am just given to you for use. Do you know you use them more carefully? If somebody else's thing given to you to use, you use it more carefully. The truth is, everything has been given to us temporarily to use. They're temporary. Use it well. But don't make it your own. Don't say mine, mine, mine every day and then create a bigger disappointment for you. The biggest problem of that disappointment is you try to come back for the same things. And reincarnation becomes inevitable. You can't go anywhere where you want to come back here again and again. You come back here again and again. Don't try to make things, I own them. No, I use them. They've been given to me for use. I hope these little tips will help you in some of the things that you sometimes face.